2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So you know when we do this 15-minute morning show podcast, it happens right after our radio show goes off the air. So around 10 a.m. East Coast time. The thing is, by the time you hear it, I don't even know what's going to be different in this world because this story, this coronavirus story, just changes every hour. Everything changes every hour. There are new announcements. There are new closures. There are new whatever. I don't know. So keep that in mind. We are living in a world that's happening at 10 a.m. East Coast time on Monday morning when we're recording this. Okay. Hope I didn't confuse anyone.
Can you say that all over again?
I don't know. No, because it's already different than it was when I started.
It really did accelerate. I know, what was it, last weekend? I think we were all just coming to grips with the fact that, okay, things are going to be different. And then every single day, it got more drastic.
Yeah.
And it's been hard to adjust to, but I think we've done a great job. I really do. I think this is one of those moments where we're going to look back and say, oh my God, humanity actually pulled together.
Well, you know? Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
Because I've already seen a couple assholes in action.
There's always an asshole.
I think it has to be. This is one of those circumstances where it has to be everybody coming together.
Yeah.
Right. It can't just be some people. It has to be everybody. Even if you're an asshole, you have to stop being an asshole for a few minutes.
Right. It's the weakest link thing. I mean, we're only as strong as our weakest link.
Oh, that's terrifying. Being on social media this weekend, there are a lot of weak links.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish that we could, like, there was a special squad right now for just the asshole police. Like, if you're being an asshole, flag, you're going to temporary jail.
Well, then the asshole police, they'll be assholes too.
Yeah.
See, when I was walking in today, I was watching people stop at stoplights and then go through them.
Yeah.
As if there was, you know, it's a whole new world. I saw a guy stealing food from in front of a grocery store. They had obviously pulled all these boxes off the truck.
Aww.
And they hadn't taken them into the store yet.
Yeah.
This guy was pushing them down the street. I'm like, what are you going to do with all that produce, you jerk?
On.
Yes, Brody.
There was a guy at the supermarket trying to get on the 15 items or less line, and his excuse was, I've only got like 50 items, because everyone was so overloaded in their carts that the smallest cart with like 50 items.
Wow. Yeah. Well, after this is all said and done, they are going to have a new reality show, Asshole Island.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think they're casting now.
Can we nominate people?
Yeah, we call that Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You know how Charlamagne does Donkey of the Day? Can we do Asshole of the Day?
Yes.
Like that guy that had 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer?
A-hole of the Day. We're going to borrow that from Charlamagne.
Yeah.
And don't chastise people for giving out information. There's a blog that they have in Jersey City that I follow, and it's an online Insta story blog. And this woman is great and thorough and only quotes reliable sources and is constantly dispensing information. She then went on a tirade in screenshotting and reposting all her DMs of these trolls telling her to stop posting. She's causing unnecessary panic and anxiety. And it's like, you know what? Don't follow her. Her blog is there as a community service for people. Just unfollow and don't look at the stories.
Right.
Exactly.
Look away.
It sucks that people have to criticize. I mean, sometimes...
But is she posting only the facts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And also, we have these fake stories. Like the one about how we're going to close down everything for 2 weeks, 2 months, because someone has a friend at the Pentagon.
Now,
so they heard. I don't want to hear any more of those. Don't call me and say, here's what I'm hearing.
No.
Can I still send you the fake link that leads to that guy with the big one?
Yes.
Oh, that's the best.
How you know your friends are messed up, by the way.
Yeah.
If you've seen that man, you know your friends are messed up.
I know that link, too, now, by the way. Yeah. So when people send it, I look for the 4 letters, and I'm like, I know what I'm about to get.
Can we all officially tell Scary to stop? It wasn't funny the first time. But all weekend, he's trying to find stories that I will find interesting.
Hilarious.
And then he'll put the naked guy with the big wiener?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Keep doing it, Scary.
But now, if he has a serious story, I'm never going to click it. I told him, I said, nothing. I'm never going to click
the
anything
you said. Boy who cried wolf.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, you kind of screwed yourself on there, Scary.
I like setting that around.
But, all right, so we'll get through this. Keep in mind, I keep thinking this is day one. For some reason, because everything over the weekend drastically changed, at least for us here in New York.
Right, yeah.
There are still many towns across America who have Dairy Queens that are wide open.
Yeah.
Drive on in and we'll walk in, but we don't have that here. We don't have any restaurants. We don't have anything other than pharmacies and grocery stores.
Yeah. Last Wednesday, I called my mom and dad, and I, you know, my mom picked up, and I hear my nieces running around in the living room. Like, okay, that sounds weird. I go, well, where are Matt and Kathleen, my brother and his wife? Oh, they went out to dinner.
What?
Well, they're living in a different reality than
us.
You
know, and it's a different reality, but at the same time, you know, I go into panic mode a little bit. My parents, I'm like, well, God, I don't care if they do anything with their time,
right,
but don't bring it into my parents' house.
So we'll see. You know, people are slowly getting it.
Yeah.
Apparently it's too slow and it's going to get us all sick. Well, and another thing is, if you're working, like we're working in the same room with other people, you kind of wonder, well, who has it? Do any of us have it?
Probably.
What if we all have it?
Or have we had it?
Or have we had it all along?
That's the other thing.
We just don't know. This is so weird. I mean, until we're tested. So if you're tested and you're found and you find that you do have it, you don't come in. Mm-hmm. Or if you find out you don't have it, you don't come in because I don't want to be around other people. I'm like, oh, God, I'm safe. I got to go home and not talk to anyone. So what do you do?
But here's the thing.
You're screwed either way.
If you're tested and you don't have any symptoms and you do have it and you never have symptoms, does that mean you're just a carrier and you can never be with people again? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, or you do, or that was my question too. Or do you just wait the 14 days? Say, all right, I'm quarantining for 14 days.
I don't know.
You're safe again. I don't know.
No, the quarantine is to see if it shows up. If you have it, it doesn't go away in 14 days.
No, but if I'm asymptomatic and I'm carrying it, am I, as Danielle said,
they're saying we're some asking people the wrong are just people. Carriers.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, don't ask the wrong people. Mm-mm. People are on Twitter like saying, oh, should I do this and this? I'm pregnant. You know, you should ask your doctor.
Yeah, don't ask.
Don't ask DJs.
This isn't up for a vote.
Right. Yeah.
Someone texted in, is it okay if I go to the beach? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'm going to start a chain email of rumors.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything about, because I know some people are pregnant right now, and I haven't seen anything about pregnant people and what they should do.
Huh.
But I bet you their obstetrician might know, so don't ask us.
I don't know if the obstetrician even would know.
Well, that's true. I think the doctors I've been talking to, everything's changing, and they're just saying to be cautious. Treat it like something else. Treat it like something that is deadly, and you'll be fine.
What else can we do with our podcast here? Because, you know, we're just doing what everyone's doing.
Yes.
What about the positive that, like, I
yes,
wish,
there are positives here.
You know, I wish that movie companies, because before the coronavirus, we said, how cool would it be to watch a movie at home, not have to go to the movie theater? Now there's this opportunity to do so. I mean, Disney Plus released Frozen 2 3 months ahead of time, knowing where everyone's going to be at home streaming.
Right.
So I think movies like Fast and the Furious that is being delayed a year could easily come out this over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know what the economics are or whatever it is. I don't know what that means, but it sure would be nice to see first run film in your house. Which, and one day we're all going to do it. And we're going to remember the days when we had to go to a theater to see movies. Huff, what a stupid ass idea that was. So I don't know.
Can we talk about satisfying things?
Yes.
Okay. I cleaned over the weekend because we were looking for stuff to do. And we moved the one bed. And there were so many dust bunnies. And vacuuming them up was so much fun.
Good for you.
I emptied that. I have one of the Dyson vacuums, right?
You have fun.
Oh my God. So I emptied it out prior to starting and then I vacuumed. Oh, it was so satisfying to see that canister just fill up with dust. It was so much fun.
Look
if you guys need somebody to vacuum, I'll come over.
Come over.
But
I got
stay
a lot
away.
Of dirt.
Yeah, come over, but don't come over.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you the vacuum.
Yeah, yesterday Alex got on the phone and started inviting friends over. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, Alex.
So I made them go. I said, you and your friends go play outside. I made them go outside. I felt like a mom. Go play outside.
But
I don't want.
Doesn't he realize that he's bringing that to you after he hangs out with them?
Yes.
He's a.
I know.
Dummy dumb.
I'm like, what are you doing? So they went outside. They were outside all day. They had a great day. Fine. What are you doing?
I just moved the mouse.
We had to move the mouse because our screensaver bubbles were floating across.
Is that a book? Who moved my mouse?
Who moved my mouse? Anyway, but other opportunities here that are coming out of such a challenging time. Like, for instance, traffic. Usually for me to drive from our apartment in the city out to Staten Island would take 30, 45 minutes, depending on traffic. I was at my destination in less than 15 minutes. We're zooming out the Gowanus, I guess, was what that highway's called?
Yep.
There was not one person going under 60 miles per hour. Mm. It was great.
I think now's actually...
There's nothing wrong with liking that.
No. What? And I think now's a good time. It might be a little bit different for us because obviously we're still coming into work. But if you're at home and there's something you've been wanting to do or a hobby you've wanted to pick up, a language you wanted to learn, a book you wanted to read, this is going to be a great time to get back in touch with yourself and do those things. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing else to do, so you really have to.
I'm going to learn a language.
We always say we don't have enough time. Now we have too much time.
Guess what you got?
Nothing
Gift
but time.
Of time. Yeah.
I found a harmonica. I think I might learn how to play the harmonica.
Not in this room.
Yes!
No,
why not?
Because we don't want to hear your harmonica. Plus, when you're blowing through it, you'll be blowing your spit out the other side.
I learned because I Googled how to play the harmonica. You blow into it, and then you also breathe back through it. That's how you play.
Yeah.
Did you guys not know this?
No, we knew I didn't know that.
So you swallow your own spit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
This sounds like the most dangerous.
I mean, it's not like a tiny device. It's a big harmonica.
Well, that's why you don't see the harmonica players going, fuh. Breathing it out.
Yeah,
you're breathing them back in.
Imagine all this started from a harmonica.
You know, we're 4 months away from hip-hop harmonica.
You're ready for it, baby.
I would sooner take up the accordion.
Okay.
Oh, you guys could duet.
We could start a polka band.
Weird Al over here.
I can't wait to hear this concert. Well, all right. So, other opportunities that come out of this. Time with your pets.
Yep. Yeah.
Time with the person you're quarantined with or your family, like Danielle's with her family.
Yeah, and normally there's sports, and more sports. This time there's no sports. So it's there's like nothing. We're finding things to do with each other, which is actually pretty cool.
And I think there's lots of sex going on.
Mm-hmm. Not in my place.
Yo, you're Garrett, by yourself. Tell us, Garrett.
Bummer.
Sex. I mean, what more? Do you want details?
But no, sex but with your face turned so you're not kissing?
Yeah, there's no...
That doesn't make a difference. You're still exchanging the
bodily fluids. That is true.
Well, you know, okay, what else are we going to talk about?
I guess that does count, right?
Of course.
Yeah, this is not a good time to be hooking up with a lot of different people.
No, not different people, but the people you're, you know, always
you're hooking
with.
Up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's something about it that's making some people like really horny.
Yeah.
And it's like, enough. Okay. Stop.
Stop
humping my leg.
All new categories on Pornhub involving the virus. I heard from friends.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what have you seen?
Well, I've heard that there are coronavirus porns. You know, people walking in a hazmat suit and they're looking through like, oh, I need to clean it up. There's a patient here. We have to investigate and make sure she's clean. Lots of it.
Do they do it through saran wrap?
I don't know. I heard all this from a friend.
Scary.
Saran wrap.
Or something that...
You
some
into
kind
that?
Of a some kind of a shield.
Can you expand on that?
Paint the picture.
I can't.
Oh, is that God. Porn improv? Or is there an actual script?
Oh, there's a script.
Like,
I heard.
Gentleman walks in, looks around. Like, or is it, they just the director say, all right, you walk in, you find her, and boom. Or is there an actual script of words?
I think there's a
words?
Script. These
there's
look
a writer.
Like produced.
Do porns have writers?
Yes.
You got to think so.
Somebody writes those words?
Yeah.
No way.
Listen, the scripts aren't usually that bad. It's the acting that's
bad. Yeah, the acting's bad.
The script is, it's all right.
You got to think, if you've been in the business a while, they let you improv. If you're a new person.
Has anyone ever watched a porn and said, oh my God, they're a great actor?
No.
They're really great.
No.
They should get more legitimate work.
It's Porn Award. I have watched stuff where I've been like, what in the actual hell is happening here? Like one time this girl was teaching a piano lesson and then she stopped playing, but the piano kept playing. I was like, wait, film flub. Oh, they didn't really care about
that
piano part.
I was watching one about...
It's a porn.
She was faking it?
Yeah, I was watching one about aliens and I actually kind of got into the plot because
did.
The women were apparently being taken over by aliens and then the guys were somehow dying when they would have sex with the women. And then I wanted to know how it ended.
You know how it
but
ended.
But it really didn't have an ending, you know, because it was
ending.
Just sex.
Yeah.
Anything what? Like
no, there was like no
resolution. Did you
no
click
resolution.
On aliens?
Oh.
Did you click
oh.
on?
It had that August Ames girl.
Oh. Was that Anal Aliens 4?
I think it may have been. But no, I really wanted to know how it ended. I'm like, how did they stop these women from killing
us? If anyone knows how Alien Aliens 4...
I'm curious to know.
There's not a Wikipedia for that? We can't
I'll
read the plot?
I'll look it up. Hang on.
I've ever watched just cuts right to the chase. It's like right there. It's like boom.
Yeah, I just want to push play and I want to see it happened. Like going at it. And then when they're done, I'll just...
I like the plot.
There's art involved in this, guys. Have some respect for the performer.
So there's like a 10-minute run-up of an actual scene with dialogue?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I know this, but there's an IMDb for porn movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, it was Cosmic Calendar Girl. Sorry.
Close to Anal Aliens.
Cosmic Calendar Girl?
Yeah. Oh, I just opened Pornhub on my computer. Damn it. How they know I've looked at porn.
It's on your desktop.
This is for show prep. That's what when I die and somebody goes through my computer, everything that was searched was show prep.
Yeah.
All of it.
Good, yeah. Wow. Yeah, nice try, Gandhi.
All right, well, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast has come to an end.
Yeah.
Let's have sex.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.